This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A community meeting was held on the Hoopa Indian Reservation in California Tuesday to update people on the Mill Creek fire. Tribal and health officials are concerned about air quality and safety. As of Tuesday night, the fire was at more than 1,200 acres. Other fires in the Northwest are contributing to the smoke. Crews are containing the Mill Creek blaze. The fire has put some restrictions on air and highway traffic. The Mill Creek fire was caused by arson on tribal lands near Hoopa, California. Authorities are offering a cash reward for information. Prosecutors in North Dakota have dropped all serious charges against Chase Iron Eyes in a case attorneys are calling a victory for water protectors of Standing Rock. Iron Eyes, an attorney and a former congressional candidate, was arrested and charged in February 2017 during actions against the Dakota Access Pipeline. He faced 6 years in prison for criminal trespass and incitement of a riot. Under a plea agreement, the state reduced the charges to disorderly conduct, and Iron Eyes will face no jail or risk penalties to his law license. Iron Eyes and his attorney say the arrest happened on treaty land never ceded by the Sioux tribe. In a statement released by the Lakota People's Law Project, Iron Eyes said it's impossible to trespass on treaty land. Iron Eyes was a high-profile case of Standing Rock. There were more than 800 state cases and a number of federal cases. According to the Water Protector Legal Collective, a group formed to assist people arrested at Standing Rock, as of August 17th, there were more than 100 state cases ongoing. Iron Eyes' agreement was pending final approval on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is preparing for an official homecoming and Lakota naming ceremony for professional basketball player Kyrie Irving. The Celtic star has a family connection to Standing Rock. His late mother was adopted out of the tribe as a child. According to the tribe, Irving has long known about his heritage. He's said to have supported the No Dapple movement, has a tattoo of the tribal logo on his neck, and recently released a Nike N7 shoe honoring water and the tribe. Danielle Finn is the external affairs director of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. She says Irving's agent has expressed the athlete really wants to embrace his native heritage rather than make Thursday's visit a public appearance.
So he's really there to immerse himself in the culture, connect with his roots, and be home. So he very much wants to take time and have this memorable experience in the naming ceremony while also enjoying cultural performances of young students and children performing songs and dancing, and that's kind of what they want to focus on.
Finn says Irving's Lakota name is not public yet.
I'm under the strictest confidentiality. They did find his name just yesterday. So it's actually, again, traditionally in Lakota, they pick a name from the past of the family. Your first name is a name that usually was in the family somewhere. And so I can tell you that his name is coming from somewhere in the past, and it has been a name from his ancestors.
Finn says, similar to other Native nations across the country, having a family connection to your tribe, family, and community is highly important. And she says the tribe hopes after the basketball star's visit, other descendants and those separated from Standing Rock will come home and reconnect. The Reno Gazette Journal reports a Nevada tribe has banned car washes on tribal land during the upcoming nearby Burning Man event due to water concerns. The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribal Council banned hand car washes along the road by tribal members, which are typically lower than washes in the Reno Sparks and surrounding area. The council says its water system is at near capacity, so the car washes are prohibited until further notice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Freedom Lodge, presenting Body and Earth, the future of Native wellness, with leaders including Chief Arvo Looking Horse, sharing wisdom which protects our lives and lands, September 12th through the 15th, Mystic Lake Casino. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.